Good morning, Columbus County. This is Daryl Jackson with your CCN local news. North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson denied accusations of racist language and internet porn usage on Sunday. WREL says the state Republican Party is urging Robinson to quit, but the state party denied the claim on Thursday night. Robinson said posts attributed to him on porn websites were generated using AI and noted that the Josh Stein campaign has spent $1 billion in its race for the governor's mansion. Flood warnings continue to be in effect for southern Columbus County as the runoff from last week's tropical system heads downstream. Crusoe, Old Dock, and Nakana residents are being urged to keep an eye on the Waccamaw River, which is falling. It reached about a foot above flood stage. Columbus County Commissioners have a full agenda tonight, although dry conditions are not on anyone's mind right now. The board will discuss possible action to help farmers in the wake of the drought earlier this summer. The board will also discuss a grant to install generator switches at county emergency shelters and requests from the sheriff's office to hold another surplus auction. Fix-A-Friend Spay and Neuter Clinic in Winnebago down in Brunswick County was destroyed by the floods last Monday. Volunteers evacuated more than 100 animals, but the nonprofit's entire supply of dog and cat food, along with their medical equipment, was lost. Fix-A-Friend has provided low-cost spaying for thousands of pet owners throughout the region. To donate, go to the Fix-A-Friend Facebook page. Whiteville firefighters are collecting donations for Brunswick flood victims. Non-perishable foods, cases of water, baby supplies, and toiletries may be dropped off at the WTD Firehouse on East Columbus Street. Residents with storm damage in Columbus County are asked to call Columbus County Emergency Services at 910-640-6610, extension 534. Resources are available for storm victims there. Whiteville Police Sergeant Chuck Arnold recently suffered a severe brain bleed while responding to a call while on duty. He is currently in Novant, New Hanover, and will be hospitalized for an extended period of time. If you'd like to donate, you can use Venmo or Cash App or drop donations off at the Whiteville Police Department. And some reminders for you, this Wednesday is National See You at the Poll Day, when students across the country will gather at school flagpoles to pray. And this Saturday will be the Classic Car Show, sponsored by Milk Before Meat Ministries and Transformation Church at the Veterans Memorial Park. The church will host the Night of Praise at the park beginning at 5:30. The Oxendines will be special guests, along with four praise teams from area churches. And there will be a baked goods auction as well. The Veterans Memorial Park is located at 6354 James B. White Highway South. Transformation Church meets every Sunday morning starting at 10 a.m. in the Lebanon Methodist Church Fellowship Hall. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, I'm Daryl Jackson reporting.